Vision Goes Deeper Than Sight by Patrick Henry. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Andy Verdon. From the editor, the following article first appeared in the June 23, 2009 edition of the St. Cloud Times. As NFB of Minnesota President Jennifer Dunham commented when she sent it to us, this is the sort of profile that we can use more of. It is written by a man who takes blindness in stride but is capable of appreciating a person for his commitment to his community. Andy Verdon is a longtime leader of the NFB of Minnesota. He has been president of the Central Minnesota chapter for many years. Here is the story. I'm sometimes asked how I come up with my columns. There's no formula. I've got my theme, lifted from the mission statement of the Collegeville Institute where I used to work, the renewal of human community, and the Times directive, tied to something in the news and give a local slant, lots of wiggle room. About a week after one is published, I go on Next Column Alert. This one operates on two levels, what it's about and how it came to be, and before we're done, it may not be entirely clear which level is which. The first Thursday of June, I was driving along 2nd Avenue in Waite Park and saw Andy Verdon waiting to cross the street. If you're lucky, like me, you know Andy and understand that simply seeing him was sufficient to get a column idea started. But where would it go? I wasn't sure. Then, within 24 hours, signals started coming from all directions. A magazine article reported a plan, long in the making and soon to be realized, for a statue of responsibility that will be positioned on the West Coast to complement the Statue of Liberty. Another article summarized the tilt of economic research toward recognition that we are not by nature selfish, me-first creatures. That in fact evolution has frequently selected for altruism, caring for one another. Then I read Times Writers Group columnist Barbara Banion's encomium to James Rugg as an example of citizenship and patriotism for his insistence that we are losing our liberties, government is a menace, and taxes are evil. Here was my project. To redress a balance by holding up Verdon as a very different standard of citizenship and patriotism. I doubt there is a single point of public policy on which Rugg and I agree, but the differences aren't simply political. They go deeper, to judgments about human nature, the range of individual responsibility, the purpose of human community. Verdon is one of my heroes. He could serve as a model for that statute of responsibility. He has spent his whole life demonstrating what the economists are only now waking up to. Andy frequently tells you what he sees. He doesn't see the way most of us do. He has been totally blind almost all his 81 years. But I, with eyes in pretty good shape, am frequently instructed by Andy about what's really going on. For 38 years, Andy took the pulse of the area from the concession stand he operated at the St. Cloud Post Office. The range of his acquaintance is staggering. Last year I drove a truck in the Waite Park Parade with Andy as a passenger. Nearly everybody called out his name with evident affection. From the sound of the voice, he knew who it was. Andy is an advocate for the blind, for their liberty. Don't offer to do something for him that he can do for himself, but even more, he is a champion of people caring for others, not just through charity, but also through government policy and investment. The government, after all, is us, not them. During his years of faithful participation in St. Joseph's Church in Waite Park, he's a mainstay of the choir, Andy has been shaped by Catholic social teaching on the way liberty, responsibility, and community are woven together for the common good. I thought the column was done, but then by chance, fate, providence, the next DVD in our Netflix queue arrived, Blind Sight. Put it on your must-see list. Eric Weihenmayer, the first blind person to scale Mount Everest, leads 6 blind Tibetan teens up a 23,000-foot peak near Everest. What he and they learn about success and teamwork, about liberty and responsibility, about altruism and empathy, is all a piece of what I've learned from Andy about citizenship and patriotism. It's not the blind leading the blind, it's the blind leading the sighted. I'm sure Andy crossed 2nd Avenue just fine. For the sake of this column, I'm glad he was standing there.